West Nipissing Council has approved a commitment of $150,000 as part of a funding application to improve the outdoor rink in field. The application is to the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, and if the field project is selected, the municipality will receive $500,000 for improvements. Overall, the project is estimated to cost between $700,000 to $850,000. The municipality's Director of Economic Development Stephen Poulin explained to council during a May 4 meeting. That is when the application was brought to council's consideration. During their last meeting on October 19, the NOHFC wanted confirmation that the municipality is willing to pitch in their share of $150,000. More so, the NOHFC also wanted a commitment from council that if the project was to go over estimated costs, the municipality would cover that expense. This is a standard resolution that NOHFC as a funding agency requires, Poulin told council. Poulin explained that this requirement helps assure NOHFC that if there are cost overages, the projects will still reach completion, and some organizations cannot come up with the proper funding to finish. This is confirmation from the municipality that we will cover cost overruns if there are any. Council voted to provide that confirmation, with the understanding that any expenditures pertaining to the field rink project will come before council. In addition to the $150,000 guarantee from the municipality, Caisse Populaire is contributing $125,000 to the project, and $40,000 has been raised through community fundraising. However, the project still depends on receiving that $500,000 from NOHFC. If approved, the existing rink will be demolished, and a new rink surface will be installed along with new boards and lights. A roof will be built over the ice surface, and the funding will also cover the engineering and architectural designs required to build. I totally agree with the project, said Councillor Leo Millette. When you get the Caisse Populaire and all the residents in field contributing to this project, we have to do our part. Councillor Roland Larabee agreed. I totally support this, he said. Field has a very good group of volunteers, he added. They've worked really hard, and I don't think there's any other group that has contributed as much for any project that's on the table right now like this group in field. So, I really support them. They've done a tremendous job. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.